College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Utah Jazz got the fifth pick last night. That means that the team with the worst record has now not selected first overall in seven straight seasons, coinciding with the start of the new lottery format. So when Adam Silver changed around, tweaked a few things there, he did it and he came on the show and talked about it because he recognizes, as should every sports fan, tanking is a scourge. Tanking is a disgrace. Tanking runs contrary to literally everything sports is designed to be. Incentivizing losing is the worst mistake any sport can possibly make, any sports league can make. And as a result, I think it is great news. People saying, oh, this isn't working because the worst teams aren't getting the pick. Shut up. That's exactly the wrong way to look at it. This way, win games. Go out there and win games and see what happens. And you know what should happen? The NFL should add this?
Yes. Yes.
Every sport should add this. Yes. The lottery is a brilliant idea, and I would absolutely be in favor of the NFL going to some sort of draft lottery so you stop with the tanking, which is the worst thing in sport.
I'm reminded at the end of one of the Rocky movies where Rocky and Apollo are in the ring. And put the mouth guard in and go, ding, ding, because I'm ready for this conversation. Invite me to a tanking conversation. He's not exactly all wrong. It's Mike Greenberg on ESPN's Get Up. So the Mavericks won the lottery with a 1.8% chance.
Yeah.
The Islanders won the lottery with a 2% chance.
It was like, yeah, similar.
Here's what I would say about all that. You can think tanking is the worst thing ever. And I would agree that incentivizing losing is not ideal. However, teams are going to do it as long as it makes sense. The problem that the NBA has run into, and the NHL for that matter as well, they overdid it. They overcorrected. The NBA especially overcorrected everything. Some teams are just actually bad. Some teams know we are dead in the water. We have nowhere to go. We are craving stars. We need somebody. We need help. So let's trade some good players. We'll add draft capital. We'll take our medicine. We'll try to win games, but we'll be bad because we need to start this thing over again. And Mike Greenberg there dismisses any idea that lots of sports fans get on board with rebuilds because they love their team. And they like, all right, well, hey, we're the Saints. Derek Carr retired. Let's see how the season goes, see how the new coach looks, but next year we're going to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
And might want to trade up for one. You don't have to support the idea of actively tanking, but overdoing it where, hey, we were terrible and we picked fifth because of randomness.
Right.
What happened was randomness. What happened was the Mavericks didn't do something right, and randomness showed up. And in sports, you know, randomness changes, especially in these scenarios, decades and decades of outcomes. So you don't want tanking? Great. Make it like the NHL had for a while. They drew the top five, and you could move up if you were in the top five, and that was it.
Yeah. Or even now where you can only move up 10 spots.
I would eliminate that. He's talking about the NFL having a lottery. You want to have an NFL lottery? Sure. The four worst teams can win the first pick. You eliminate the certainty of picking first, but you also don't have a spot where a team that finished 14th can go to one.
Right.
In
any circumstance. Right. Like it should be zero.
Yeah. And any other league looking at the NFL and saying, like, wow, they do it wrong. What? The whole idea for a lot of these leagues is we want to prop up bad teams. We don't want teams to stay bad for very long. That's the idea. The league, as much as we like to view these teams as constantly in competition, they need each other to exist. If 10 teams folded because they can't make money, then the Toronto Maple Leafs are, who are we going to play? They need to play teams. And you want a healthy league above all. So you want to keep lotteries in? That's fine. Don't overdo it by introducing, why not have playoff teams in the drawing? Why not have the NBA champs have a 1% chance to win the first pick? Because that would, of course, be stupid.
It would be ridiculous.
That's kind of what the Mavericks just did. They went to the finals.
Yep.
And then they, 1 year later, they're going to win the lottery. Great.
And they got in. They were going to make the playoffs, but they got injuries. Kyrie got hurt at the end, and they fell out right at they were in the play-in tournament. So they didn't really make it, but they were in the play-in tournament with a lead in the second play-in game. And that's how they lost to get, by the way, that's another reason why the rigged conversation is ridiculous, because they were in a game to make the first round and almost were there.
Do you remember the conversation? Like, we would have had the conversation. Hmm. What's a better chance? Should they lose on purpose for a 1% chance at the lottery or try to win the NBA title? What was more likely? The lottery.
Yeah, you have a better chance of winning the lottery.
They had a much better chance to win the lottery.
Right.
So we live in an era in sports where, whether it's analytics or whatever it is, why are NBA teams shooting a million threes? Because there's a slightly better chance that you win games.
Yeah.
A 4% boost if you take more threes, or a 7% or whatever it is. We got into hockey about hits versus Corsi versus the Major League Baseball, the shift. All these teams are working every angle they can to get a slight statistical advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in the case of the lottery, what you want to say is, let's not have anything other than just a drawing. We'll just draw it and have randomness introduced. You're the worst team in basketball. Accidentally, you have a 14% chance to pick first.
Yeah.
The Jazz dropped fifth. We were mad the Sabres dropped from 7 to 9.
Yeah, they went from 1 to 5.
So I think you could definitely do things to eliminate tanking. You could definitely support the idea of lotteries. And I'm pausing because the Chiefs have
We have a Chiefs game.
The Chiefs have not only invaded your Christmas, they're on your Thanksgiving too.
Yep.
Chiefs at Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs at Cowboys Thanksgiving at 4:00. 4:25.
Yep.
Which is a CBS game, I guess, this
year. Yes, it is.
All right. Kansas City.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So why they show Lamar Jackson?
I guess it was a smoke screen.
A scheduled smoke screen by CBS.
Chiefs,
unless they're going to announce another one here.
Chiefs and Cowboys on Thanksgiving. There you go.
All right.
So we now know 3 Chiefs games, 4 Eagles games, 4 Vikings games.
A couple Bears games.
No Bills game.
Yeah, nothing on the Bills. All right. Epic Thanksgiving Day clash. I mean, it's fine. I don't want to see the Chiefs again, but
they are unavoidable.
I don't need Cowboys and wasn't last year Cowboys and Giants?
Sounds right.
With backup quarterbacks.
Yep.
Didn't both teams have, so it's at least an improvement on that. Praying the Dak would be healthy for it.
The Chiefs right now.
Right, but yeah, you're gonna sit down for dinner on Thanksgiving, and the Chiefs are gonna be on your television, and then you are going to, what are they, the night game on Christmas?
They're the night game on Christmas.
Okay, so you might sit, I guess it'll be past dinner time on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're having a late dinner on Christmas, then they'll also be on the television.
You know, part of winning the Super Bowl for the Bills is I need the Bills to be as annoying as the Chiefs are annoying to us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a wrong thing to root for? I need that. And I don't know, I probably...
Do people think they're annoying already?
They don't. Is that why
there are other fan bases?
Is that why they're not in these games?
They avoided
them last year, and here's another year they're going to avoid. It looks like they might avoid the holidays altogether again.
That's right. But Kansas City had never been on Thanksgiving, right?
Okay.
Not Mahomes at least.
Well, 2 straight years on Christmas,
and the
on
Bills have been on 3 times. And right, Christmas though. Now it becomes a little bit more even, at least for the holidays.
Did you also see that there's going to be a full-on television series called The Kingdom that chronicles the Chiefs
last year. I saw a tweet about that and people quote tweeting it, and I just decided I'm not even going to. I don't even want to know what
coming
this is.
Coming this fall, an ESPN original, The Kingdom.
And is it, what is it, a documentary?
It's going to be all Chiefs all the time. All Chiefs.
But it's a documentary about the Chiefs, it's like a Hard Knocks version?
It's an ESPN original series, The Kingdom. They've got interviews from Mahomes. They've got video. It's got to be from last year or probably about their attempt to go for a three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yikes.
NFL schedule release brought to you by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Chiefs at Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Where are the like the leaks, you know? These aren't leaks. These are announcements. Where are the leaks?
There aren't that many.
They are nowhere. I've got one Thursday night Charger Viking game in the middle of the year that qualifies as a leak, and I'm like, not even on other teams, you're not really seeing them happen, I don't think.
The Lions, so I bet the Lions are going to get, for Thanksgiving, let's just kind of guess here.
Yeah.
Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, all possible on Thanksgiving.
For sure.
Pittsburgh.
Possible.
And that's it. That would make sense for Tampa, I guess, could also happen too.
No, because Tampa's playing Thanksgiving night.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's one of those three, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, you're looking at, like, let's say, Lions, Packers.
Yep.
Chiefs, Cowboys, Bucks, Rams. As a going
That's
in,
a good slate.
That is a really good slate.
That's a very good slate. Yep.
All right. Netflix is up soon for another set of announcements. We'll be watching Twitter because that's where they're going to announce it. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550.
I'm looking right now at the graph that one of these scheduling accounts does, and if you look down the line, like down the column of each team, there are only like five teams where there's absolutely nothing in there. A couple of them have like, well, we know they're on the road this week, or we know they're at home this week. Like, rather than that would be road mostly. The Bills are one of like five teams where there's just nothing. Not a single thing. It's just an empty column.
This is probably like an old wound. I'm having the, are we sure the Bills are in the league? Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Like, we know they are. Of course, it's ridiculous. But remember when we would just say, like, oh, here comes the whole slate of Sunday 1 o'clocks.
Yeah.
That is not what's going to happen this year. But we do not have a game yet. And I guess we might not until probably.
No way we're waiting till 8 o'clock.
There's though. No way. That's right. There's going to be leaks that come. We'll get that Sunday night opener at some point. 803-0550-1-888-550-2550. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast coming up top of the hour. Schedule, wish list, among other things. It's coming up here on WGR.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast: The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.